Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Good morning. Happy Blue Angels weekend, 810 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. Julio Diaz is the host of Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock on Saturdays, and also the founder host of the Pensacola Movie Club. You can follow them on Facebook, watch a movie, and then talk about it afterwards. Julio, welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So some little movie nobody's ever heard about a guy from another planet who grew up in Kansas and then went to something similar to New York City. Is that right? Did we lose Julio?
Call it newspaper, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, right, exactly. I'm sorry, we didn't hear your very first comment. You must have been cut off by something. What did you say originally?
I said, you know, a mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, you know, that sort of thing.
Exactly. So yeah, you are a comic book nerd's comic book nerd. You actually ran a comic book shop once upon a time. You have very strong opinions about the movies, good and bad, relating to comic book heroes. So what'd you think?
This is a beautiful movie. It really is. It just really gets to the core of who Superman is in a way that we haven't seen. I mean, like on the big screen that we haven't seen since Christopher Reeve.
Oh, wow.
I mean, David Corn Sweat is so good. You're just going to forget that you're watching an actor. He's Superman. And I feel that way kind of about every character in the movie. Like, Rachel Brosnahan is just the quintessential Lois Lane. She's fantastic. We get to see a lot of other characters from throughout the DC universe that we haven't really seen on the big screen before. Mr. Terrific and the Guy Gardner version of Green Lantern and Hawk Girl and Metamorpho. And they are all just pitch perfect to the comics. But the character that runs away with it is Crypto.
Okay.
You know, it's the first time we've ever seen Crypto the Superdog in live action on the big screen. And he's a dog with superpowers. It's not one of those things where he's, you know, he's like super intelligent or can communicate or he talks or anything like that. No, he's a dog. He's got superpowers. Try to keep that under control.
Outstanding. Well, so is this, do you think this is all James Gunn's fault? Like he's, you know, he's also kind of a comic book nerd. Like that's, you know, he's the one that kept it on pitch the whole time, or what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he didn't just direct it. He wrote it, and he's also the guy in charge of DC Studios. So, yeah, he is directly responsible for, you know, everything that's right about this movie. Of course, he does take a lot of inspiration from the comics, and there's things, you know, that if you are familiar with the comics that you will recognize from various comic stories over the years, although this is an original story. And, you know, I said all of that, and, you know, it all kind of – these movies also rise and fall on the villains.
Right.
And Nicholas Holt is just such a good Lex Luthor. And this is the quintessential story. You know, this is – Superman is a guy that does good because it's the right thing to do. Because, you know, he believes in, you know, treating people fairly and, you know, grew up, you know, with these salt-of-the-earth parents in Kansas who, you know, taught him to, you know – treat your neighbors
to
well.
Be a good American,
you know,
to be a hero, right.
Lex Luthor is a guy who is, and there's a great speech about it, who's completely driven by his envy. He has to be the center of attention at all times, and he, you know, he is a very brilliant man, but he's a very petty man. And Holt might be the best Luthor we've seen on screen. Like,
I don't want to hear any more because I don't want people to like over get too eager, and then, you know, I'm eager to see it though. What are you going to watch?
I will say that's where the Donner films go wrong, is the Luthor in that movie, although he's very vain, he's not necessarily, he calls himself the greatest criminal genius of all time. He's goofy. This is not a goofy Lex Luthor.
But no, I'm super looking forward to it. What are you going to watch next week, Julio?
Not sure yet, but check out the Facebook group. As soon as we have something, we will put it up there.
Outstanding. Julio Diaz, the host of Let's Go Pensacola, 4 o'clock on Saturdays, and also the Pensacola Movie Club on Facebook. Again, you can watch a movie with them and talk about it afterwards. Julio, as always, sir, thank you for the time, and I'm really excited to see the movie. I appreciate it, sir.
All right, thanks, Andrew.
814 News Radio 92.3. If you have a home that you're trying to sell or trying to buy, or as often happens, both, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can take care of you with that. They sold 165 homes last year, 175 the year before that, over 200, like 230, I think, either the year or the 2 years before that, when times were a little easier, you know, when you basically, hey, I got a home for sale, bought, you know, like it was really that easy. But still in slightly more slow market, right, then she's much more effective because that's when the expertise pays off. And still three and a half, four a week is kind of a crazy pace to be always selling homes. So if you're looking for one, or just have questions and you want to ask somebody, give her a call, 786-3996. Speaking of Superman, Superman is in, featured in the Transgressive Memorial Service. Find out why next. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
This Blue Angels traffic report is brought to you by A1 Small Engines. For 40 years, your steel equipment provider in Pace and Highway 29. 3 Mile Bridge is looking good right now as you go through Gulf Breeze. You're not going to see any delays heading on to Pensacola Beach on the bridge. No delays there. But once you get onto Pensacola Beach, you'll notice about a 5 to 10 minute delays. People are just trying to find places to park. So be aware of that. No accidents to report to you. 98 is also flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, Escambia. Today, ECUA is talking trash.
Specifically, bulk waste.
July 1st, 2023, bulk service changed to call for pickup. Schedule a pickup by calling the ECUA customer service department anytime before 2 p.m. on the day prior to your normal pickup day. Bulk pickup is still included at no additional charge. Schedule a free bulk waste or special pickup for construction debris for an additional fee. Call customer service at 850-476-0480. More information at ecua.fl.gov.
Know what to throw, 850.
Gun Show this weekend in Crestview, Florida. Hundreds of guns, knives, ammo, coins, and more. This is a buy-sell trade event. Private sales and sellers welcome. It's a brand new event located at 410 West James Lee Boulevard, Crestview, Florida. Saturday, 9 to 4, and Sunday, 10 to 3. Admission just $10 a person. Kids under 14 are free. Discounts for law enforcement, military, firefighters, and first responders. For more information, go to usagunshowsfl.com.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
You're not going to want to miss tonight's County Fair. I'm going
to
be...
We are your window to your community.
Did you see the last 5 minutes of that football game last night?
Oh, man, I saw the whole thing.
And a lifeline to keep you safe when danger is near.
Everybody who is listening needs to take cover as soon as they can. This is one of the biggest storms.
We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress you depend on your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Blue Angels are flying at Pensacola Beach, and coming up later today at 2 o'clock, you can listen to the live narration of them flying, and then again tomorrow at 2 o'clock, right here on News Radio 92.3.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today for the Transgressors Memorial Service, remembering those who have transgressed against the great spirit of inclusion and must forever be cast into the abyss of dead names. Let's join Brother Andrew remembering those who we have lost.
Oh, dear Otherin, yet again today it is a cause for celebration as this is an all-praise service. Our first congratulations are for the government of Spain, which has just taken its first step toward making it a crime for anyone to practice conversion therapy upon our dearly beloved gay and lesbian Otherin. Yes, by a 311-33 margin, the lower house in Spain voted to make it illegal to practice any psychological, physical, or pharmacological act, method, program, technique, or procedure aimed at modifying, repressing, eliminating, or denying a person's sexual orientation, sexual identity, or gender expression. And the crime of practicing such so-called conversion therapy, although we prefer the more neutral term sexual repression torture, shall carry a jail sentence of 6 months to 2 years. Well done, Spain. We've finally come full circle. For decades, we've been working to justify the moral acceptability of alternative sexualities, the full rainbow of fruit flavors, so to speak, by showing that sexual orientation, indeed any sexual desire really, is not even a subject of moral or ethical analysis because these things do not involve a choice. We all know you can't choose who you love, or as we like to say, you can't choose who you want to rub up on. And since there's no choosing who you want to hug and wrestle, there's no moral judgment. Everything goes, as we preach. But since sexual repression torture depends on the idea that sexual desire is malleable and therefore has at least some choice to it, this undermines our central doctrine that all sex is good sex because no sexual desire is chosen at all. If we allow the conversion therapy propaganda to stand, we are readmitting choice and therefore morality to the subject of sex, which must never be allowed. But of course, the reason I say full circle is because while we are completely against all interventions with someone's desires to align them with their desired sexuality, we are completely in favor of any intervention to modify someone's body to align it with their desired gender. That's because your sexual orientation defines you. But you define your sex and gender expression. Your gender assigned at birth is completely optional, but your orientation assigned at some later stage is completely mandatory. Not only may you be gay, you must be gay. Or as we like to say, once gay, forever gay. So well done, Spain. You've made a world where people can choose their gender, but they are not allowed to choose their orientation. The upside downing of sexuality is complete. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Second, we continue to be impressed by the efforts at the Mattel Corporation to make all girls feel included in the Barbie universe. Well, all girls except for the plump, the unfashionable, and the homely ones, obviously. This week, Mattel unveiled their brand new doll with type 1 diabetes, or T1D Barbie. That's right. Now there's an unrealistically thin source of body dysmorphic disorder who comes with her own pink insulin pump mounted fashionably on her waist, a pink continuous glucose monitor on her arm, and even a convenient app on her pink smartphone that displays all her relevant health data while she prances around in her diabetes-themed blue-on-blue polka dots and powder-blue high-heeled boots. She even has diabetes snacks in her purse. And like with so many other recent additions to the completely lifelike and realistically shaped members of the Barbieverse, T1D Barbie joins the ranks of blind Barbie, hearing aid Barbie, and Down syndrome Barbie, allowing all girls everywhere to have a Barbie doll that looks just like them. If they look like an anorexic supermodel with ridiculous cleavage. And with this latest release, Mattel has opened up a whole new world of possibilities for inclusion of all sorts of medical issues. We can certainly imagine a future release of pneumonia Barbie, chickenpox Barbie, or, for the unvaccinated, measles Barbie. There should definitely be a pink eye Barbie, an ear infection Barbie, a whooping cough Barbie, an asthma Barbie, appropriately accoutered with matching pink inhaler. Eczema Barbie could come with scratch marks on her legs and prescription skin cream. Acne Barbie with pimples in all sorts of inconvenient places. And if you really want to work on inclusion, there should definitely be a head lice Barbie, who comes with her own special shampoo and new towels. Since we already have blind Barbie, perhaps there could be nearsighted Barbie, cross-eyed Barbie, or even lazy eye Barbie, just so everyone feels represented. And since at a certain point it's obvious that Barbie and Ken are likely to engage in at least a little bit of occasional light petting, there should probably be a series of Barbies with VD. You know, HPV Barbie, since so many girls already have it these days. HIV-positive Barbie surely is coming soon, and even something we can all relate to afflicting the girl next door, the most popular one of all, gonorrhea Barbie. Perhaps complete with a pink syringe full of penicillin. In fact, I can see it now. Whenever a little girl either has a genetic disease or else contracts a contagious one, you go out and buy her the relevant Barbie as a kind of Barbie merit badge. Collect them all to show how many diseases you've had. And as your little girl grows, the diseases can develop with her. So well done, Mattel. Although we must say it's a little judgy of you to have type 1 diabetes Barbie and do nothing for type 2 diabetes girls, but maybe they don't feature a body shape which Barbie is quite ready to embrace just yet. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
Finally, a quadruple brushed brass hemp leaf with crimson and blue silk tassels for the occasionally embattled director of the new Superman movie, James Gunn. As you may remember, there's been some not minor controversy over the years about the jingoistic Americanism of Superman that goes all the way back to his original 1940s-era slogan, Truth, Justice, and the American Way. Ugh, so grossly patriotic. Different folks have tried different ways to soften that last bit, such as Truth, Justice, and All That Stuff in 2006's Superman Returns, or Truth, Justice, and A Better Tomorrow in the comic books starting in 2021, but today, Gunn is taking a different approach. As he recently told the Times of London, Superman is fully American. And that's because Superman's story is fundamentally an immigrant story about the value of human kindness. And if, quote, Some jerks out there choose to be offended by that message. Screw them. His words, not mine, but I concur in the sentiment. Just think about it. Superman isn't just an immigrant. He's the immigrant. Someone so foreign he actually came from another planet. And he's most definitely an illegal immigrant who came to Smallville, Kansas without any passport or visa. In fact, no documentation at all, other than some dangerous crystal that the Department of Agriculture most definitely did not allow. He wasn't processed by ICE. He most certainly does not have a green card. And yet, in typical illegal immigrant style, he takes on a fake name, Clark Kent, rather than Kal-El, his birth name. Actually goes to college, probably stealing a Pell Grant from some deserving American. And then uses this fake identity to take a job from some unidentified journalism student who actually needed the meager paycheck of the Daily Planet, which Superman most obviously doesn't need for his subsistence. And now he hides from the authorities with a fake identity in some clever disguise? His parents literally put him in a spaceship and shot him across the galaxy like a child tossed across the Rio Grande in the hopes that someone here would shoulder the burden of raising him for them. He wasn't born here. His parents weren't born here. So there's no way you can say he's actually even an American. If anything, Superman is the ultimate dreamer. He came here as a child. He has no home country to return to, Krypton being destroyed by its sun, and he probably doesn't even speak a language other than English with a Midwestern accent. So all this time, when conservatives were shouting about border control policies, they really should have been calling for the deportation of Superman, this supposed servant of mankind who just flies around bypassing all border control checkpoints and traipsing around in whatever country suits him that day. And any claims he might make of political asylum from his homeworld are conveniently impossible to verify because this whole blew-up-my-planet backstory. If they were serious, Republicans would call for putting this interplanetary refugee in a kryptonite-lined hut in the alligator Alcatraz of Florida instead of celebrating him like we do. So good for you, James Gunn, for making us realize Superman is really the greatest of all the undocumented immigrants. Someone who works hard, pays taxes, makes America a better place, occasionally saves the world, and will never, ever receive any retirement benefits because he most certainly has a fake or stolen Social Security number. Woe unto all who offend.
Woe unto all who offend.
And now, brethren, sistren, and otherin, having been cleansed of these hurtful words, give each other the holy virtue signal and go forth and transgress no more.
I mean, he's the quintessential illegal alien.
That's Superman.
John Pickens says traffic on the 5. by the way, just a reminder, the type 1 diabetes Barbie, that's a real thing. Go look. It's a real... I don't make the stories up. I just make up the satire. John Pickens has traffic on the 5s. John?
That's right. This Blue Angels traffic report is brought to you by Fannie Lou's Ice Cream, featuring locally inspired flavors, Cervantes and Scenic. If you're on 3 Mile Bridge right now, you're looking good. Gulf Breeze not seeing any delays. Heading over to Pensacola Beach, just some minor delays as you enter the beach. But other than that, it's looking good. 98's flowing smoothly also. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. Have you recovered enough to do the news, David?
I'm still caught up on this line of venereal disease Barbies, okay? If something's going around G.I. Joe's barracks, we know who to blame. It's Andrew McKay. That's all I can say.
Oh, my God. Go on.
All right. So the U.S. housing shortage is at record levels. There's new Zillow analysis examining the latest census data, and it found the nation's housing deficit grew by 159,000 homes to 4.7 million in 2023. The analysis found the housing shortage is driving an affordability crisis that is now pushing millions of families to double up and live with relatives and even with non-relatives. President Trump and First Lady Melania are in Texas today. They're touring the damage caused by the flooding. The White House says he'll be meeting with first responders. He'll get a briefing from local officials, and he will meet with family members affected by the tragedy. And Andrew, you know what started this morning?
Can't wait to find out.
The Florida Python Challenge kicked off at midnight.
The python problem is pretty widespread here in South Florida, and so we can't do this alone.
That's the Fish and Wildlife Python Management Coordinator. So this is the annual event where the public is encouraged to go to the Everglades and kill as many pythons as you can.
All right, I will not be going to the Everglades.
Well, I thought we'd go as a team.
No,
they pay you by the
team. I tell you what, you go and let me know how it's going. And
road
then,
trip.
And then I'll not join you later.
See, John's not intimidated.
Road
no.
trip.
No, John would go.
Oh, I would. That'd
John would
fun.
Like that. John's a he is a yes man in a good way. He's a trier.
Go with you.
He's a, if there's something to be done, he'll go do it. I'm the one who's like, you know, I got my nap. that's how I am. David, thanks so much for the update. Yeah, Blue Angels. Of course, the civilian acts start flying at 10 o'clock, and then at 2 o'clock. The B-1 is going to fly at noon today is what Dave Greenwood says. So I don't think I've seen a B-1 fly. I can't wait.
It's amazing.
I cannot wait, yeah.
Oh, it's amazing.
I've seen most of your legacy platforms fly one way or another. I can't wait for that. Of course, the Blues fly at 2 today, and then tomorrow, same thing. We'll be broadcasting with Greg McWhorter from noon to 2, and then the Blue Angels will be on our air tomorrow, 92.3 FM or AM 1620 or the News Radio Pensacola app. You can listen live.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Federal ICE agents swarmed by protesters during two California farm raids, including a Camarillo marijuana farm staffed by illegal migrants and several child migrants working there. Agents pelted by rocks held back the crowds with smoke bombs and pepper spray, now searching for one protester who apparently fired on them. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis giving Democrats and other lawmakers a weekend tour of the Alligator Alcatraz ICE detainment facility. They're concerned about conditions, he tells Fox.
I have never seen the Democrats fight this hard for American citizens.
No.
I mean, they're outraged that there may be a mosquito in South Florida because it affects an illegal alien.
President Trump heading to Texas with First Lady Melania to support the Texas Hill Country still searching for 170 lost in flash floods. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got partly cloudy skies. It is a beautiful morning for an air show on Pensacola Beach. Right now it's 82 and partly cloudy. Of course, we'll get our forecast. Excuse me. We'll get our forecast with Alan Strum here in just a couple of minutes. We'll also check in with John Pickens and get our traffic on the fives. But first, our headlines today. After the arrest of 37 illegal immigrants at a construction site for the new Gulf Shores High School a couple of weeks back, some community figures there are questioning the work performed by the contractor. Those concerns were addressed recently at a city council meeting by their Gulf Shores mayor.
They're absolutely qualified to do the work. And for Homeland Security to even question them like they did and want to question our school, I think was totally inappropriate. I don't know where it's proven that illegal equals unskilled no more than legal equals skilled.
And that is Mayor Robert Kraft. The city is financing the construction of that school. Meanwhile, the school board says this shouldn't be a political topic. It's a school that they need to be built on time to open by fall of next year. Well, we are getting community reaction to that sudden resignation yesterday of former Pensacola Police Chief Eric Randall.
Eric is an upstanding man. He comes from an upstanding family. He presents himself in such a manner.
That is Pastor Marcel Davis of the New Beginning Church, talked with Channel 3. Randall stepped down yesterday as police chief. The city sent out a press release and said that Captain Kristen Brown would be the acting police chief. Randall had served in the position since 2021. During his four-year tenure, data did show an across-the-board decline in crime rates within city limits. Now, there could be hundreds of thousands of sex trafficking victims across the state of Florida. That is according to a new report recently released from the University of South Florida, which says it's becoming more common all across the state. In Northwest Florida, local experts tell Channel 3 that familial trafficking is becoming more common, and that's when parents traffic their children. Alicia Tappan runs Survivor Led Solutions. She says that happens oftentimes when they're seeking shelter and food.
What's really interesting is, especially when a mother traffics their child, there is an undeniable bond that they love their parent, but they hate them. I mean, they hate them, but they will never rat them out. They will never tell on them.
And that is Alicia Tappan there. Her organization helps incarcerated women that are recovering from their trauma. She says many women are victims, and sometimes they don't even know it. It is 8:31. 35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Brought to you by Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, carrying a full line of meats and fine wines and cheeses, corner of Lillian Highway and Fairfield Drive. If you're rolling through 3 Mile Bridge right now, it's looking good. Minor delays going through Gulf Breeze, headed southbound toward the beach. But Pensacola Beach Bridge is looking good and seeing some minor delays once you get off the Pensacola Beach Bridge for people looking for a place to park. But other than that, we are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Appreciate all your updates this morning, getting people onto Pensacola Beach to enjoy the air show on this absolutely gorgeous morning. It is 82 degrees, partly cloudy right now. Alan Strum with our forecast.
For the dress rehearsal on Friday, there's a chance for a pop-up shower or thunderstorm, but usually those thunderstorms are a little bit more likely across the inland areas and away from the coast where the Blue Angels will be flying. The weather will be on the warm side, though. High temperatures are going to be up around 90 degrees along the beaches. And as we head through the weekend, that rain chance runs at about 40%. I'm meteorologist Alan Strum with your special Blue Angels weather forecast from the WEAR-TV studios.
It is 82 degrees right now in Pensacola, 81 in Gulf Breeze and in Milton. Our next news is at 9 a.m. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. And your money now for this morning here at the opening bell. The markets are down. The Dow's down 311 points at 44.339. The S&P is down 33 and three-quarter points at 62.46. NASDAQ down 77 and a half points at 25.53. Our 10-year bond rate is up just a bit at 4.395%. Gold prices this morning up 39.10 at 33.6480. Silver prices up $1.06 at 38.36. And looking at the crypto market this morning, Bitcoin up over 4,000 today at 117,749. Ethereum's up this morning, 179.46 at 2,999 even. Solana's up 6.36 at 165.64. Dogecoin up about a cent and a half at over 20 cents right now. XRP is up 22 cents at 272. Electric car maker Tesla making a big push now into India.
Tesla's first showroom in India will be launched in a business district of Mumbai on Tuesday and is being described by the company as an experience center.
Tesla's already imported vehicles there, chargers and accessories. Ahead of the launch, the company decided against setting up a production facility inside of India. Well, the Trump administration escalating their pressure on Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, who the president is demanding lower interest rates from. Russell Vought, the director of the Office of Management of Budget, accused Powell yesterday of lying to Congress over a planned $2.5 billion renovation of the Fed's D.C. headquarters. And President Trump informing Canada that he plans to impose a 35% tariff on the country starting in August. In a letter to Prime Minister Mark Carney, Trump said that starting August 1st, a 35% tariff on Canadian products sent into the U.S. will be imposed. The president said that comes as a response to Canada's retaliation and ongoing trade barriers. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
The hip, the hip, hobby, you don't stop. Rap, 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 rap it up. I will definitely call you back later then.
Come on, wrap it up.
Big circle.
Okay, you know what? Wrap up the circle thing. Come on.
Mr. Parker, wrap it up, please.
Okay.
Okay, everybody, that's a wrap.
That's a wrap. This is a chance for me to hang out with a couple of friends here in studio. In this case, a couple of many times repeat offenders. Josh Newby, who has been on the show more than 20 times. I think you're at 22. Did you know that?
Wow.
I know.
Is he like the most?
Craig and Jeremy are all in that same vicinity, 2021,
22. It's funny, Andrew, that your 22 best shows happen to be the ones that I was on.
It is. It's not funny. It's perfectly predictable. Josh was the executive director of the Council on Aging West Florida and a good friend, and he was in Leap, you know, with me and... Jonathan Owens, who is also a dear friend, hasn't been here quite as many times, but that's okay. We're working on it. Jonathan. Okay, I don't know where you guys want to start. Oh, by the way, I need to make an announcement. This is funny. The things you don't know, because you don't know. I didn't realize until we were looking at the log, we are carrying the Blue Angels narration at 2 this year on the station. I think we did it last year, too, and apologize for not knowing.
Today and tomorrow.
Yeah, today and tomorrow, of course, and I was surprised. I wasn't sure because I don't go to the Thursday and Friday show, but I guess they did narration yesterday, too. So 7 is out there, you know, calling the show and doing the music, which is great. I'm glad that they do. So you can listen to that today at 92.3 or AM 1620 or the News Radio Pensacola app. Man, God, so much stuff we can talk about. Let's start with the big story of the day. PPD Chief Eric Randall resigns or got resigned or whatever.
Let's not make assumptions that he got resigned. I mean, he might have just said, hey, that's time for me to go.
I'm just saying or as a logician. Yeah. It's an or.
A lot of times or is always here.
Yeah. So in I will confess, I don't know anything. I haven't really tried because I feel like it's pretty definitive from the city, and PPD has said we're deferring to the city on this. There's no information to give yet. We'll give it on Tuesday, whatever we can give. But surprising, not surprised. I mean, you know, a lot of people are shocked by this. I kind of heard maybe for a long time that not everybody was as much a fan of Eric Randall, but I've always had a great relationship with him. The agency seems to run well. It doesn't seem to the terseness of the press release. Yeah. Would indicate that something happened.
A read between the lines. There's an implication there somewhere. And of course, he was an outside hire, right, under Mayor Robinson.
That's right.
Sort of notoriously. So.
Right.
But I agree. I mean,
I opposed. I was in favor of Kevin Christman. I didn't think we needed to go outside. I thought I know Kevin well. I mean, I know, you know, all of the senior staff really well over there. And, you know, I mean, first female PPD chief.
Yeah.
We now have a PPD. Cool. Well, at least the interim. We have Jennifer Frank in Milton and also in Pensacola. Ginny Craner, of course, a fire chief. So
yeah,
anyway.
That's cool.
You were saying, Josh.
But
I interrupted
you. No. So he was an outside hire under Mayor Robinson, sort of notoriously so. I know there was a lot of consternation about that. Should they hire from within? Should they hire from without? I'm not as close to the inner workings of PPD as you are, Andrew, but I agree with you. From the outside, it seemed like everything was working fine.
Mm-hmm.
No complaints, no big controversies. I don't know.
But we'll, I hope we'll learn something on Tuesday, but I don't think we will. I think this is going to forever be the secret nobody tells.
I hope we learn that it was just truly a retirement. Because I don't want the city, I don't want the police department to suffer through some prolonged controversy.
And I do think that having been, you know, not the first black chief, obviously,
right.
Chief Alexander was also African-American, but you'll notice there's a perception, and you notice the people that Channel 3 is interviewing for good reason.
Right.
You know, the perception is, well, he's not just our chief, he's our black chief, and, you know, they want answers.
Right.
And, that's a fair question to ask.
And he was hired shortly after
the George Floyd. That's exactly right.
So,
that's right. Yeah. Jonathan, thoughts,
nothing.
If at all? Nothing?
I got nothing.
Okay, yeah, I don't know what to make of it. I will say this. I mean, Kristen Brown is a genuinely great cop. Like, I've known her a long time. She's 29 years on the force. I know some people are like, well, she's the DEI hire. Come on, stop it. You know, Chrisman's out. You know, he'd, I think, be the sort of the natural next one because he'd been it before. Mm-hmm. But so what? They're all capable.
Yes.
I mean, Eric Goss is capable. They're all capable. Mm-hmm. They're all fantastic. So other topics. Well, you were at the meeting last night, Jonathan. Anything from the meeting you want to talk about?
With
surprises
that.
In the votes? Stephen Barry and Lumen May voting against the change to Gulf of America.
Yeah, that was the Gulf of America was entertaining and very passionate by all sides.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
It's such a formality, and I'm against it, of course, you know. But I'm surprised that there was any fight over it at all at the county commission.
Well, I mean,
There was a lot of folks that showed up to speak.
Really?
Passionate on both sides, you know.
I cannot understand being passionate about changing it to Gulf of America. I'm sorry.
I'm passionate about not changing, but is that what they were?
Were more people that showed up to not change it than there were to change it. But the ones that, you know, showed up to change it were passionate about it.
Okay. But it's literally a Scrivener's issue. I mean, it doesn't carry any implications for us.
Yeah, it's just a change. They're codifying that they're going to
align with state and federal law.
Yeah,
right?
Muni Code. Allison referenced. Hey, look, you know, the bookkeeper for all of our records from a code standpoint and all our references, they have to do a quarterly update or monthly update. And this is just saying, hey, yes, you may have already made some of these updates. We may make more updates to changes in the future. Anything referencing Gulf of Mexico will be referenced as Gulf of America. That's it. But you know, it showed up on the agenda, and there's a lot of people that got really excited about it. I personally, opinions, right? I wish more people would show up for things that really matter.
Yes.
Public safety, infrastructure, the budget yes. meeting. I mean, you go to a budget meeting, and there's like six people out in the audience that aren't somehow connected to receiving some proceeds right. from the budget. I wish the writ large electorate would show up and say, yes. hey, guys, why are y'all spending money on X or Y? Or why aren't you spending more money on X or Y?
Right.
Just, there's not well, dialed into that. But we'd they're like dialed to, into we'd the like name to, change of yeah. a body of water.
Well, we'd like to believe that bright, shiny object syndrome does not affect people who are invested in significant political questions, but it absolutely does.
Absolutely.
I mean, absolutely it yes. does. We're talking to Josh Newby and Jonathan Owens for The Wrap. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report to you right now. 3 Mile Bridge is looking good. Minor delays in Gulf Breeze, but if you're trying to get over to Pensacola Beach, I'm starting to see some delays back up on the bridge, so just be prepared for that. Also, the Casino Beach parking lot is full and closed, so now you're going to have to find alternate parking. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
On the water.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
There's plenty of parking for now, you know, available out in the Gulf and on the Sound, although that fills up pretty quickly, too. We normally have Ryan Jenkins on Friday, the first Friday of the month, but he said, I don't think I can guarantee I can call in because he's going to be on his boat. They go Soundside, cool. and so,
oh,
you know.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
And he was telling me, I've never done, Jonathan, you've done boat for
I've
the
done,
show?
I've done in the Gulf, probably. Behind Flounders. In the parking lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done it all over the years, you know. But
you get there early, you get a good spot, but you can't get out, right? Just like a car?
Yeah.
My in-laws have a boat, so I've done the boat route a couple of times, and, man, that is the way to do
it. Oh, 100%. If you're going to do it, boat's the way.
Yeah. But boat on the Sound or boat on the Gulf?
Oh, my in-laws do boat on the Gulf.
Okay.
Boat on the Gulf is the best.
Yes.
I would bet.
In my
yes.
personal
I
experience, we did a charter out of Orange Beach on a fishing boat that they fed you. It had an air-conditioned cabin. You went inside. You had food. Show's about to start. Walk outside. Show's. Oh, you got a bathroom. You walk inside.
Yeah.
I mean, it was fantastic. You go back to Orange Beach. You get in your car. There's no traffic. You go
yep.
home. That's
no,
it.
No stress there or back.
And hey, the dollar that you spend with that local business owner is well 100% worth it because it's just stress-free. You
yes.
don't, I mean,
yes, we park at the stadium, get on the boat, slip there, go out,
the pass,
watch it.
Yep.
Yeah, and then exactly, no traffic. Get a boat, people. Why doesn't everybody just get a boat?
My non-boat version of this is that I park in Gulf Breeze and ride my bike over the bridge to just make sure that I can control the time I get there.
That's
and,
fair.
And I don't have to, you know, I do and have to
control
ride
the
it.
Time you leave.
That's it. Yeah.
yeah.
I don't get stuck in traffic
yeah.
either way,
yeah.
but I do have to ride up that hump one time each
yeah.
way, which is not my favorite thing
and
in the whole wide world. It is
yeah.
always super, super brutally hot. They dropped the superintendent item. Is that right? The referendum to elect or appoint?
Yeah, they dropped that.
Interesting. Why? Do you know? I mean, you were there. Did it say anything? Why? Just they did? All right. I still can't believe we're doing this again already. Like,
yeah,
it's a bit
it's only
premature.
Been,
what was interesting about
years?
The conversation before they dropped it was when it was going to be, whether it was
right.
going to be in a primary or in the general election. The school board wants it in a primary, and Kohler, the chairman of the board of county commissioners, was saying, hey, you know, why don't we get to choose?
It's
because
a community-wide choice. It should
right,
be in the widest possible
not,
election venue.
Let me think about it from a statistical standpoint. It's a gubernatorial race. It's not a presidential race.
Right.
in a heavily Republican district. Mm-hmm. The county commissioners up during a gubernatorial is 2 and 4.
Okay,
not
so,
1, 3, and 5.
Right.
So you only
Kohler
get
and Ashley.
Two county commission districts that will have someone on the ticket.
Right.
So you're going to have extremely low turnout. So it, I personally think it should be on a general. I mean,
right. I agree. Widest possible number of people.
Right. If you want to, you want a poll of the electorate. Put it in the most.
Yeah. There's. I would
where
say
most people are going to show up.
I can't think of a reason to have it not in the general election. Unless you believe that the general election ballot's going to be so big that you start to have push over into 2 pages or something like that.
Ballot fatigue.
Which can be a problem for longer ballots.
Yeah. Okay, that's okay. You're still showing up to vote.
It's still worth it. Right. I mean, you're going to get more people, and this should be a more people issue.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, doing the right thing's hard sometimes.
We increased the fire MSBU, I assume. Yeah. Almost double for the mainland. And what's your... Jonathan, you ran for county commission, famously or infamously, depending on what you want to believe.
Depending on which radio station you listen to.
No, that's fair, yeah. And you were county commissioner's chief of staff for 8 years with Doug Underhill. I'm going to say this, and you're going to tell me I'm stupid, and please do so. It feels like the island is pre-seceding. It feels like the island is kind of saying, we're going to incorporate. And this is step one. When we're going to pay as a contract for our fire service by taking lease fees out and just paying ECFR for what they do for us, that sounds like the kind of thing a municipality does.
I actually agree with you.
Oh, okay.
Watching an area talk about incorporation,
Perdido. Right.
I don't know that there's enough residents on Pensacola Beach would be in favor of that.
Yeah.
Maybe they would. But with that comes a lot of responsibility, right? Incorporation.
Sure.
Right now, at Santa Rosa Island Authority, you can go down and rage against the machine, but ultimately, it's still the Board of County Commissioners that you have to deal with.
Right.
Will they move down that path of incorporation? Maybe. It'll be interesting to watch.
You don't see beach residents show up at the county commission meetings when they're telling them what a great job they're doing.
Right.
But you do see them show up and say, listen, Buster, a lot lately, mm-hmm. I think.
I grew up in Miami, and this was a thing with Miami Beach.
Oh, okay.
Trying to separately incorporate. And I was only, you know, in my youth. So I wasn't as
You're still in your youth.
Oh, my goodness. This guy's so sweet.
We're in our 50s. Josh is in his 30s. We can say it.
37. They got what they wanted, and I think they regretted it.
Yeah.
We'll say.
Be careful what you ask for.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but, you know, I kind of see it both ways, and, you know, I don't think anybody's having that conversation out loud. That was kind of my feel on it. That's what it felt like to me based on some of the frustrations and based on this way of approaching it as a contract for hire starts to seem to set up that sort of a relationship with the county, which you want to have butt cheeks clench up in the county, talk about, you know, the island running itself.
I thought you were saying Buckley butt
cheeks. I thought you said Buckley butt cheeks too. I was right there
Buckley
with you.
Buckley butt cheeks.
If he's listening, he's dying. That's hilarious. He's laughing.
Now, let's
so
not
hard.
Forget the Public Works. Santa Rosa Island Authority used to have their own Public Works.
Yeah.
Now Public Works is ran by the county.
That's right.
Public
I forgot
Works,
about
so
that.
They let that go.
That was part of the lease fees stuff, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because that was the trade off. The county offered that, and then they lost the lawsuit. And, you know, mm-hmm. So
I mean, do they want to get that back? I mean, you got to bring on staff for public
right,
works.
Right,
I mean,
right.
Incorporation presents a lot of challenges.
It's a lot more fantasy thinking, I think, than it turns out in reality. It looks so good. You know, it's a lot more the grass seems really green.
Depends on
the
tax base, though.
Right.
I mean, you know, are you willing to relinquish those lease fees? Because once you incorporate, do you keep the lease fees? Because that was a... Santa Rosa
right.
Island Authority is a subset of the Board of County Commissioners. Once you go to incorporation, can you keep it as a leasehold estate?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, that's all kinds of legal.
Yeah, same. I don't know the answers to these questions at all. Other big changes going on right now. Well, big enough. I don't know. I really care about the Chappie James Monument. I really want it to happen. I really think it'll be beautiful. I was worried for a while, and now with the change in leadership, Cedric Alexander, Lee Hansen, Chris Dosev is still there but not running things anymore, I'm optimistic. And I like the tone from the city that they were saying, you know, we'll work this out. But we got this, like, you know, where's the money coming from? How much money do they have? Is it TDT money? Like, those things are still out there. Just gut check. Do you think in 2 years we have this thing? John? Jonathan? Josh, I don't care who goes first. Josh,
I think that now that Chris has taken a more of a backseat, yes, I think he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way.
Yeah. Do you think that was the – I mean, do. I always thought that was the real reason.
I do.
That nobody said out loud. Yeah.
That Chris was abrasive.
Well,
retired
he's
Marine.
Got so many opponents or enemies or critics or people who just don't like him that – he doesn't make the best foot forward kind of presentation for this.
As Grover Robinson famously said that to me and to Doug at the time, friends come and go, but enemies accrue, especially in politics, right? I mean, so I'll have to give credit to hearing that first from Grover, and he's right. I mean, you know, people, it's hard to make someone not your enemy once they get mad at you.
I don't have any idea what you mean.
No someone clue. Should pass that along to the governor.
Yeah. Wow. Touche.
Yikes, on that quick. John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
3 Mile Bridge is still looking good right now. Minor delays in Gulf Breeze. If you're trying to get onto Pensacola Beach, we're seeing some minor delays getting you onto the beach on the bridge right there. The Casino Beach parking lot is full. It's closed, so everybody's trying to find their own parking spaces. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Thanks so much, John. School grades came out this week. I spent a lot of time earlier in the week. I don't know if you guys heard me talking about this. Basically explaining that school grades don't mean what you think they mean.
Right.
That, you know, you think an A is a 90. No, an A is a 64. You know, now, no school district anywhere, and generally most schools don't score even in the high 70s, like 74 is the highest county score anywhere in the state. So I know the scale is different, but in my opinion, A, B, C, D, F is something people understand at a visceral level, if not a mathematical level. We shouldn't call it A, B, C, D, F unless it means what A, B, C, D, F means to school students.
That's true.
We should mean, we should say they're doing well or they're doing, you know, above average, below average, or something.
A different thermometer.
Yeah. And it doesn't capture things like, This school went up 2 points, but it didn't cross a threshold, or 4 points. This one did go up 1 point, and it crossed a threshold, or down 1 point and it crossed a threshold. It's the illusion of significant information, in my opinion. Josh, you...
I mean, I think there is some significance to be gained from it. I was sad to see C.A. Weiss, you know, go down slightly. But I think that... the school system is so complicated.
Yeah.
Testing is so far removed from what you actually want the kids to learn.
Right.
There's all these socioeconomic factors. It's an impossibly diverse amount of data to capture in one number.
That's a great way to put it.
And that is my problem with school grades. And to Jonathan's point earlier, the populace gets bored with nuance. They want the A or the F.
Yeah.
And I think if we had a more passionate electorate, maybe we'd have a more nuanced discussion about the schools and therefore a better school system.
And that's why, like, when I was talking about this, I said these are the 12 factors, and I knew I didn't even have I didn't even have attention span of the audience to detail explain the 12 factors. I mean, and I know when I'm doing math on the radio, that's not great radio. And who else is really going to lay all this out? But I just wanted people to realize that they didn't know what they thought they knew, which is frustrating.
Yes.
But we ought to know how it works.
Yes.
Because people think, I got a good school, it's an A. Or, you know, I'm in Santa Rosa County, we got good schools, they're A schools. Well, you know, they're good schools, but, you know, well, top third of the pack statewide, and, you know, it's only a 66. That's not, like, amazing.
And you've got school board members campaigning on the A.
Right, right. The press release.
Yes.
Top line takeaway. 3 high schools went from a C to a B.
Right.
Well, but how much did they really improve? And exactly. When you take out the outliers, how much does that really matter?
My problem with comparing Escambia County to Santa Rosa County is the transient nature of the population here in Escambia County with the military in comparison to what you have in Santa Rosa County with
With Whiting, right?
Well, yeah,
but not the same number.
Got,
sure, of course.
I mean, NAS, Whiting is a subset of NAS from a training standpoint, right?
Ouch. Wow. Hate mail to me. I know what you mean.
They're all transient, right?
Right.
And how many of the folks that live in the south end of Santa Rosa County are part of that military population? I'm willing to bet it's a lower percentage than you have on the west side of Pensacola. So, I mean, there's so many factors like Josh.
You have Hurlburt, too, though.
Yeah,
and Eglin.
Right. But there's so many factors. I think it's unfair to compare Santa Rosa County to Escambia County from a grades standpoint. But just because there's so, like Josh was saying, there's so many nuances to how something is graded. I mean, from a population, have your kids been in school here from K through 12, or have your kids been in school here from fifth to seventh grade, because that's when mom and dad got here from the military, or was it from ninth to 12th grade, or from seventh to 10th grade, or those transitional periods. There's so many factors to it.
And, Pace and Milton are bedroom communities for that exact reason.
Right.
And the fact that you have a higher income populace that is able to work in Escambia County and only lives there for the schools.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So I agree with you. We got like 20 seconds, but what's your single best tip for people to watch the air show? Anything jump to mind?
Go by boat.
Boat on the Gulf side.
Boat on the Gulf side.
I have boat, people.
And would you agree with me, watch it with your eyes, not with your phone?
I agree, 100%.
Yes.
Stay off your phone.
It is a fundamentally different experience. You will enjoy it better, you'll remember it more vividly, and you'll have a lot more, wow!
Leave the photography and videography to the professionals.
Exactly. They do it better than you do anyway.
Yep.